Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Tuesday, May 6, 2014. Israeli attacks on Palestinian communities in the West Bank leave 17 people injured and Egyptian Navy detain Palestinian fishermen from Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Fifteen Palestinians were injured and three others were detained in Jerusalem on Tuesday during clashes which broke out in the vicinity of the Old City. Police fired a barrage of stun grenades and rubber-coated steel bullets, injuring 15 people who gathered near Bab Hatta, Hatta Gate, leading to Al-Aqsa Mosque, after being denied entry. Three people were taken to a hospital while others were treated on site. The Israeli police kept the Al-Aqsa Mosque closed to worshippers under the age of 50 for the second day on Tuesday. According to local sources, the closure took effect on Monday night. Moreover, the Israeli police allowed a Jewish right-wing group to tour the compound who raised Israeli flags on Israel Independence Day. Elsewhere, two Palestinian children were injured in two separate attacks carried out by Israeli soldiers in Hebron City in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. Local sources announced that several soldiers assaulted Khaled Zadeh, 12, in Bab al-Zawiya area, causing various cuts and bruises. Palestinian medics arrived at scene and moved the wounded child to Hebron Governmental Hospital in the city. The attack took place